This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Nick Kelly. The opening ceremony for the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro is taking place at the Maracanã Stadium. The organisers are hoping to lift the spirits of a nation that has been struggling with economic and political crisis. Our correspondent Ed Harry is in the stadium and he joins us now.
The athletes' parade is underway after an opening hour which began as a musical history of Brazil, but which culminated with a stark warning, a party being ended with projections showing rising temperatures and sea levels. The athletes now, as they enter the auditorium, being presented as part of the solution to that, each being presented with a seed and a cartridge, and those 11,000 seeds will form the athletes' forest in Deodoro, a legacy to the city of Rio de Janeiro, and there will be 207 species, one for each of the delegates taking part in these games.
The South Sudanese government has agreed to allow in a regional military force to try to salvage a peace deal. The agreement has been under threat since fighting between forces loyal to the president and his deputy killed hundreds in the capital Juba last month. Our Africa editor James Copnell reports.
President Salva Kiir and his supporters had strongly resisted the idea of a new international force in South Sudan. Last month, the president said he wouldn't allow a single soldier in. Now he has changed his mind, under considerable regional and international pressure. However, much still remains unclear. The regional body IGAD says the force will protect civilians and implement the peace deal. But a South Sudanese minister said most of the details, including the number of troops and their exact mandate, have not yet been agreed on.
Officials in the US city of Chicago have released video footage showing the moments before police shot dead an unarmed black man after a dramatic car chase last week. It's the first time video captured by police cameras has been released so swiftly under a new city policy promising greater transparency. The moment of Paul O'Neill's death was not captured. Police say there was a camera fault. Jamal Green, an activist and spokesman for the O'Neill family, called on the Chicago Police Department to do more to hold officers accountable.
We want a relationship with the police department, but things have to change. The training has to change. Holding officers accountable, it has to change. When an officer does wrong, they have to be held accountable. And then people will start taking the Chicago Police Department seriously, and we can bridge that gap.
A coalition of Syrian Islamist rebel groups say their fighters have stormed an artillery base in the northern city of Aleppo. The base is a key objective of a rebel offensive aimed at breaking the government siege of eastern Aleppo, where 250,000 civilians are trapped. The Syrian army said it had repelled the assault, inflicting heavy casualties. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed that a part of the base had been captured. World News from the BBC. United Nations diplomats say the former Prime Minister of Portugal, António Guterres, has again topped the Security Council's informal poll to find the next UN Secretary General. They say Mr. Guterres slightly extended his lead over his 10 remaining rivals from last month's first secret vote. The Colombian government and left-wing FARC rebels have taken another step towards ending more than half a century of conflict. They've agreed to a timetable and a UN-supervised process for disarming thousands of guerrillas. Will Grant reports.
In these last stages of the deal, it seems the final details are proving difficult. The two sides have announced more information about the 23 transitory zones and 8 camps that the FARC fighters will be moved to once they demobilise. There were also details on the process of laying down arms, specifically that it will be done in 3 phases over a period of 5 months. The entire process will be verified by a political mission of non-armed observers from the UN. The decommissioned weapons will then be destroyed and the metal used to create 3 sculptures to the victims of the conflict.
The American Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz has resigned from a Panamanian commission investigating the lack of transparency in the country's financial system. Mr. Stiglitz said the investigation itself was not transparent. The Swiss anti-corruption expert Mark Pieth also resigned. They said the Panamanian government would not give them a guarantee to publish the commission's findings. And a British band whose members died in a car crash in Sweden in February have topped the UK charts with their debut album. Viola Beach's self-titled debut was compiled by the band's families using live sessions and studio recordings. Family members have thanked fans for propelling the album to number one, saying its success would live longer in the memory than the pain. BBC News.